Jacinta Parsons
on 774 ABC Melbourne and ABC Victoria.
Call 1300 222 774 or text 0437 774 774.
Not sure how often you've wondered about the Australian tree skink, but this little lizard has shown itself to be quite amazing, or so some researchers just discovered. Here to tell us about their very special brand of amazing is someone who loves them so much she's made them the focus of a huge study, researcher from Macquarie University, Julia Riley. Good morning.
Good morning, Jacinta. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, I love your American accent with this dedication to Australian wildlife. When I say Australian tree skink, what am I talking about?
So Australian tree skinks are kind of they're a medium-sized skink that you find quite commonly throughout southeastern and central Australia. They are pretty cryptic. They kind of have this really nice gray-brown camouflage pattern, and they live in trees and rocks, and sometimes people even see them on their porches. They're actually quite common, but not a lot of people see them unless they're paying attention.
How big are they?
So they're about 20 centimeters in length, so smaller than some really big skinks like blue tongues, but bigger than really small fence skinks that you'll see in your backyard.
Are these the guys that move really quickly?
They do move really quickly. It makes it a really big challenge if you want to study them in the field or try and capture them. It's quite difficult. You have to kind of go into, like, pretend you're Flash or something and then grab them really fast.
Now, how did you get involved with Australian tree skinks? What was it?
One thing that's amazing about Australian lizards is that they're highly social. At least one group in particular we know is the Gurnia group of skinks. And I actually came to Australia to research these social reptiles. I find the fact that reptiles can be social really fascinating. And the Australian Gurnia skinks are really amazing because they vary. So the shingleback is one of them. They have long-term monogamy. There are some pairs that live together with the same lizard for over 37 years in the field currently. So they have better marriages than some humans, I think. And then there's also skinks like the tree skink that live in family groups in the wild. And we're just starting to understand how long that these lizards would live in groups that have the mom and the dad as well as the babies as they're growing up, which is pretty amazing.
So you've been looking into what this social aspect of and how skinks develop skills. Is this kind of fitting under animal cognition, and is that the area of study that you're looking into?
Exactly. So I'm kind of looking at two things. So one thing that I'm really interested in is how these reptiles are social, but then now, because we know they're social, we're trying to figure out what are the consequences and the impacts on their daily lives. And so one of the impacts that we know from mammals and birds that are really, really social, we know that very well as humans, we know that if you grow up in a social environment, but when you're developing, you have a higher ability to learn than an animal that would grow up alone. And so we kind of wanted to see if this stays true with reptiles. And so what we asked is if growing up alone or in a social environment affects learning ability of these tree skinks.
How do you find that? How do you research that sort of stuff?
So what we did is that we raised baby tree skinks in the lab, and then we gave them a cognitive task. And so our task, we tried to figure out one that they'd be motivated to do, and our task was we got them to climb a series of 5 ladders on a vertical wall, and then they had to learn the correct pathway of climbing a ladder and then going across a ledge and then climbing another ladder until they could access a food reward. And so this is actually quite a complicated task for a lizard to do. And then you just study how they do that over time, how they learn it. And what we found is actually the lizards that were growing up in a social environment versus growing up alone, it didn't affect their learning at all. Both of those treatments aced it.
And were you seeing any other impacts on the lizards? I don't know if you can read their emotional well-being or anything like that in terms of being socialized or not.
Yeah, so we also kind of, we studied what's called their personality traits, so how aggressive they are or how bold they are, and how explorative they are of new environments. And we also looked at how they then later on in life socially interact. And so this is all really important because in mammals and birds, we know from being a human, if you're raised alone, if you say a human was raised alone from, removed from any social contact, being able to be introduced back into our social culture and our society would be really, really difficult for that animal. And this is what we see in mammals and birds, but we need to start saying, okay, well, how is this impacting other reptiles? And we can actually learn about how social, how being raised socially affects the development.
What's it like as a researcher when you assume that the lizard is going to be like all the other animals that have been studied that, you know, are adversely affected with their development if they're not done in a social environment? What's it like for you when you find out that that isn't true for this particular animal?
It's actually really exciting. I mean, first you're kind of shocked and you're like, whoa, why is this happening? But then it is really exciting because I started to think, how can we learn from these skinks and apply it to all other animals? And one thing that we know, that's really sad about a lot of animals is that they're imperiled, they're at risk. A lot of animals are becoming endangered. And one way that we protect animals and try to increase their numbers in the wild is by raising them in captivity. But then a lot of questions start to be asked about how best to do that, especially for social animals. And so it's really difficult to raise mammals and birds in captivity and then release them back into the wild with normal behaviors. But what we can learn from this tree skink is that some animals that have maybe a more variable social system like the tree skink, maybe mammals and birds with similar social structure, may not be so adversely affected by being raised alone in an isolated environment, which would be easier to raise them up in captivity and then release them back into the wild.
So the skinks are sort of potentially having impacts on how we deal with and understand other animals in these social groupings.
Yeah, I hope they do. I think it's really an interesting, it's a really interesting species to look at how social development can really impact their development when you're looking at animals that have different social structures. So in the tree skink, there's some individuals in the wild that just are loners. They don't really want to hang out with other individuals at all, whereas some animals are social butterflies. They love to hang around. You're always seeing them with heaps of other skinks. And so because their social organization is so variable, depending on the individual, we think that maybe being alone is just one of the, it's kind of normal for them. They can cope with being alone. And I think some mammals and some birds have that similar social system, and we can help increase our understanding of all different types of social animals.
In fact, the human animal could learn a little bit about resilience from the tree skink, it sounds like.
Exactly. Humans, I think, and we can learn a lot about our social development, too, and figuring out how to be resilient when maybe we're feeling a bit alone.
That is so interesting. We're very grateful to the Australian Tree Skinks and also to you, Julia Riley, researcher from the Department of Biological Sciences at the Macquarie University, for this really interesting study.
Well, thank you for having me on to talk about it. I'm really glad to be able to share it with your listeners today.
Wonderful. Coming up, put your wallets away because...